Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings, my friends. Good to have you with me today on a podcast. I hope your life is seeing such favor and that God is moving in. And even if stuff's going bad right now, you don't have to turn an eye towards God and wonder if he's there. He'll never, ever leave you. He'll never, ever forsake you. Sometimes life throws us a curveball. Sometimes things get rough. That doesn't mean you don't have grace. It means that grace gets to show itself in a whole new way. Grace isn't just everything's going great. Grace is there when everything's not going great. God's free favor does not rely on blue skies. God's free favor happens even when the sun doesn't shine. So give glory to God today for how wonderful his grace is, even when things don't seem to go our way. I want to talk to you today for a second about time. It's slipping past all of us. I watch my kids grow up. My son is 12. My daughter is 8. That's hard for me to believe because, you know, unlike everybody else, I feel like they were just babies yesterday. And now time is sneaking away. And I realize that before I know it, they're both going to be in high school. And then before I know it, they're going to be in college. And then I'm going to be going to their weddings. It's down the road. But it's not as far away as it used to be. And time is slipping past us. The Bible tells us in Ephesians that we can redeem the time because the days are evil. Now, what that means is that it's possible in the realm of grace, in the realm of how the work got finished, to actually buy back the time so that we get more out of our time than we ever did before. We need, in this hour more than ever, to redeem the time. And here's what I think that means. I don't think it means that God will rewind the clock for you. Although I think you can make a compelling argument that God can return youth to your body and return sharpness to your mind. That's for another message. But I just want you to know that in the realm of the Spirit, time doesn't mean near as much to God as it does to us. You see, God has infinite amounts of it because, and this might seem a little odd, hang with me for a second. God doesn't have a clock in heaven. It's not to say that God doesn't understand time, but time doesn't exist to God like it does to us. And the reason for that, we base everything on our clock, and we base that clock on our sun and how long it takes our earth to take a circle. It takes our earth about 24 hours to circle. So we have developed 24 hours equals one day. It takes 365 days for our earth to go all the way around the sun. So we call that one year. We relegate all time to our own clock. Well, God is outside of space and time. So to God, what's 24 hours? You know, what's 365 days? Peter said it this way. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years is, and 1,000 years is one day. Now, that doesn't mean that in heaven it's just been a few days, or that for 1,000 years here, God just thinks, oh, well, that was one day. What it means is that there's no time with God. I think this is also clearly why when in the Genesis story, when the earth was being formed and the heavens formed and man formed, the sun doesn't appear until the fourth day. And how could we have days until we have a sun? I don't think the Genesis story is trying to confine God's creation to six 24-hour days as much as it is trying to show you the time periods in which God created. He doesn't even give us a sun by which we can associate an earthly day until the fourth day. How's that possible? So I think the point being is that God doesn't operate on our clock. So we don't have to worry about things due to the fact that God doesn't operate on our clock. We can rest, take a real rest, and relax in that God doesn't view things in terms of minutes, days, and hours. He gave us a permanent rest. To God, that means that you are always in it. You're never out of it. You don't have it one day a week. You see, under the law, the children of Israel had to honor the Sabbath. One day a week, they got to rest. And then the Sabbath showed up, and his name was Jesus. He is the real rest. That's why he said, come to me, I'll show you how to take a real rest. You Jews have been taking a one day a week rest. I'm going to show you how to take a real rest. And in Christ, there's no time. There's no one day a week. Our rest is his rest. As you get rid of the clock today, now you can't get rid of it for work and school and things, but as you get rid of the spirit clock, Don't put your rest off on your wristwatch to another hour. Let it happen right now. Dwell on that in grace today. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.